Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Shakespeare's Hamlet has been described in a lot of ways. Words like classic and tragedy and masterpiece. Not generally time-traveling epic or hilarious. That is, until now. Hamlet ADD is a reimagined film adaptation of Hamlet, still using Shakespeare's words, or many of them. It's the work of Milwaukee filmmakers Bobby Seraldo and Andrew Swant. Their film has already shown in Los Angeles and gets its Milwaukee premiere tomorrow evening at the Oriental Theater. Seraldo and Swant came to the project with high expectations. They were the recipients of a Mary Knoll Emerging Artists Fellowship 5 years ago and an Established Artists Fellowship last year. They tell Lake Effect Bonnie North that the project began a full decade ago, but other things kept sidetracking them.
I don't think we've ever actually sat down with a calculator and really figured out accurately, but what would you say?
I'd say about half of the last 10 years we worked on it.
Off and on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there were large breaks in the middle where we were doing other projects that were pretty big or took a lot of our time.
Well, this one is great because it takes Hamlet from the first time it would have been produced in the early 1600s to how far out? How far do you go?
Ooh, we go pretty far.
We go, well, if you talk to scientists about when the universe might potentially end due to a big crunch, say, I think that might be around 40 billion years in the future. Is that one estimate, Andrew?
Sounds good.
So about it goes from 1600 AD to around 40 billion AD.
All in the course of the play.
Yeah. It's a long play.
It is a long play. So I take it you're not doing a cut version. You're taking the full text?
It's pretty cut. We did really cut it down a lot. I think we ended up taking about at least half of the play out for time.
Yeah. Well, it's 5 hours, I think, otherwise.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yep. If you do it the way it was written.
It's his longest play. And you know, we were always kind of shooting for something accessible. So I think, you know, iambic pentameter went out the window pretty early on because we had to cut so much. And we really, it's pretty true to the text, though. I always say, like, you could probably ace the test if you watched our movie instead of reading the play in high school or something.
Yeah, a lot has been thinned out, I would say, as opposed to large chunks being removed. It's more like we've sort of thinned it down just for the sake of speeding it up. And what we're going to show Thursday is going to be like a feature-length version, hour and a half, hour 40 minutes. But we will have a much longer version also.
The director's cut, kind
yep.
of. Yeah.
The more we took out,
other things had to fill in.
Yeah.
So talk about some of that other stuff. The trailer is wonderful. The trailer alone makes me want to see the film just because of some of the guests that you have acting in this. You have some really wonderful people.
Yeah, we have Dustin Diamond, who plays Screech in Saved by the Bell. He plays one of the guards named Bernardo. Samwell from the What and the Butt video plays a communications officer on a spaceship. And there's a lot of, how would you describe our celebrity cameos?
Unique.
They have like a
niche.
Each has like a cult following. None of them are sort of huge celebrities on their own, but they each have their own strong, passionate cult following, I would say.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, for example, the robots, the guys who play the robot voices on the Mystery Science Theater 3000 show. We are huge fans of that show, and it was really exciting to meet them and to work with them. But, you know, it's kind of hard to say that they're like huge celebrities also, but they are to us.
Yeah, and I think to a lot of people who watch that, I mean, I'm still sad that it's gone. Now, Hamlet ADD, is that, what is the ADD?
I mean, it's kind of, there's time travel involved in the movie, so we were kind of pointing to AD in a way, but it's also, Hamlet is really distracted in our movie and can't seem to, you know, take care of the task at hand and keeps getting sidetracked. And that's, I think, more what it's about. He takes the entire movie, you know, it takes him that long to decide if he's going to take any action or not.
Well, you know, there are people who would say that that's true in the play, too.
Yeah, definitely.
You really haven't changed anything, except maybe move it 4 billion years in the future.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, this project taking us 10 years is also kind of ironic, given how the plot works.
And so, Bobby, you get to play Hamlet. Do you play him in all iterations?
Yes.
Throughout time.
Yep. I play him from 1600 on. And Andrew plays his best friend, Horatio.
How do they change? How did these characters change from 1600 throughout time? The relationship stays the same.
Actually, we tried to prevent the characters from changing due to time passage. It's more like their costumes and the environments they live in and the vehicles they travel around in and the technology they use for communicating. You know, sometimes it's the radio that people listen to, and then the television is invented and they watch stuff on TV. But we didn't alter their personalities too much from the original play. We kind of wanted the original story of the play to stay constant throughout all these ages, because in a way it sort of speaks to how this play will kind of persist throughout the ages.
And has so far.
Yeah.
A lot of this was done in front of green screen, or was all of it done?
The whole film.
Whole film done in green screen. Mm-hmm. So what kind of challenges did that present to you as filmmakers?
Quite a few.
Yeah, big ones.
Initially, we kind of decided to do this. This is our first project, big project together. Shortly after we met, we decided we should do something feature length. So we thought doing something in front of the green screen would be easy in a way, because we wouldn't have to build any sets, and we would have a lot of control over the environment, and we could kind of do it ourselves without a big crew. And then it ended up being a whole lot more work
than you thought.
Yeah.
And so, Bobby, you're also chief animator, right?
Yeah.
So you must have been incredibly busy in addition to all the acting.
I still am.
Yeah. So
we started out thinking that this would be a time and money saver, but in the end, it really is a ton of work. And also, when you shoot on green screen, it's kind of funny. If you give yourself unlimited time, you'll just keep working on it. You know, you'll just keep working on it, making it better and better and better. Whereas if we hadn't shot with a green screen, once you shoot something that day, it's pretty much done. You've shot it. You're not going to go build that set over again. So it was a big learning experience.
You've screened it in LA and now you're screening it here. Is it essentially done?
It's very close. We screened one version in LA and we're screening a slightly different version Thursday night at the Oriental. And then we're going to have a slightly different version in the fall. And we'd ultimately like to cut up our 3-hour version into a webisode series, probably for YouTube, where I think we'd have about 50 3-minute episodes. And
That sounds good.
That's the plan right now, but we have to see what happens with all of this.
Now, are you hoping to get this picked up and taken out on a more robust tour schedule?
Sure. Yeah, that would be great. We want to take it on tour either way, though.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find venues and cities and travel there with the film and show it and talk to people. We've always been really excited about traveling around with it a little bit.
What has been the reaction so far? I know it hasn't been shown that much yet, but
the reaction in Los Angeles was great. People were laughing really hard throughout the whole thing. So
yeah,
we were pretty happy, because that was the main reason we had made the movie in the first place. Was we wanted to make people laugh, but really no one's seen the film up until that screening. So we just had our fingers crossed that it was actually funny.
To someone other than you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, people are thinking Hamlet and laughing. Not usually
right.
You think about.
It's not usually a comedy.
We tried to make that come across with the title a little bit. We're hoping people are clued in a little bit with the title. Hamlet, ADD. You kind of right away realize, okay, Hamlet, that doesn't sound maybe as exciting as a regular movie I might go see. But then the ADD on there, you think, well, maybe
that sounds wacky.
Maybe they can handle
figured
this.
It out. They've cracked the code or something.
Maybe I'll have the patience to watch this.
So I have to ask, you know, I mean, it's not like it's any secret for anyone who knows Hamlet. I mean, in the play, kind of everybody dies.
Bonnie.
No spoilers.
Oh.
No, just kidding. Yeah, everyone dies at the end of Hamlet.
Yeah. What about Hamlet ADD?
Actually, that's a good question. Even we don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just put it this way. Everyone is killed.
Okay.
There is kind of some mysteries at the end.
Very cool.
We tried to pepper a little bit of mystery throughout and put our own quirky storylines in here and there for people who are already familiar with the play.
And hopefully in an attempt to make it worth watching a second or third time, too. Because, you know, by the end, you'd be like, oh, okay, so that's what they were doing at the beginning. Now I want to go back and check that out again.
Right. I mean, and I always love that when you see a film and you say, okay, wait, now I want to get back and see if I get the other jokes.
Mm-hmm.
So very quickly, once you're going to take this out, are you working on anything else? Or are all of your attentions and energies pretty much focused on this right now?
We're pretty focused on this right now. It's the final push, and we're just trying to get everything polished up and perfected. We do have a lot of plans for future projects, but we'll have to see exactly how they'll unfold or which one we'll do next.
And sticking to Milwaukee, staying here?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were the recipients of the Mary Knoll Fellowship this last year. And part of that was, you know, you're supposed to stay in town for an extra year. So I'm like, well, we better stay.
Guess you better.
Yeah.
Guess you better.
And we've been here for a while, too.
Yeah. Now we love it here.
Well, it has been such a pleasure having you both in the studio. And best of luck with the screening on Thursday. And stay in touch. Let us know what you're doing next.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us on.
Milwaukee filmmakers Bobby Seraldo and Andrew Swant's new movie, Hamlet ADD, makes its Milwaukee premiere tomorrow evening at the Landmark Oriental Theater. They spoke with Bonnie North. That's Wednesday's edition of Lake Effect. Hope you can join us tomorrow for the latest installment in our Real Talk with David Pate series. Plus, an Oklahoma native has an outsider's view of some really interesting Milwaukee landmarks. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for joining us today. I sure hope you'll tune in tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh Air is next on WUWM, and here and now comes your way at noon.